Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Poll the recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Comp here.
Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're live from Joy's downtown Melbourne studios. Joy is, of course, Australia's... Sorry about my voice, everybody. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTIQ radio station. But we're available for streaming all over the world due to the magic of the internet via joy.org.au. You've landed here on episode 15 of Pop Quiz. This is our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture and some other pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm delighted to welcome you to the show, whether you're listening live or if you've downloaded our inexplicably successful podcast. Speaking of inexplicably successful, let me introduce Joy 94.9's number one dong dinger and Pop Quiz official adjudicator. It's Gayley Davidson.
Woo. Hi, Dee. That's a sexy voice you've got there.
Been working on it all week. Gayley, welcome back. Now, a week is a long time.
Very long time.
In radio and on Pop Quiz. It's no secret to our listeners that you are typically the smartest person in the room, but I don't think our listeners are aware that you have another feather to your cap. Ooh. Don't you, Gail? Gail, you are the winner of this month's Moth Story Slam.
I was. On Monday night.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know. I was there. I was thrilled.
In a flurry, and I can't remember a thing about it, but it was very exciting.
Now, I'd like to give you a question without notice, Gail.
You too.
You will notice from the look on my face that I've forgotten to bring the question in with me, but I do remember.
Wide eyes.
Are you familiar with the, you'll be familiar, of course, with the, let me see if I can get this right, the Indonesian moth?
Yeah.
Yes, the Indonesian moth. It's the Borneo moth.
Yeah.
The Borneo moth's greatest predator is the Indonesian bat.
Oh. Yep.
But the Borneo moth has developed a coping mechanism to evade capture and death.
This was a bad one to forget, wasn't it? Because there's a lot of moving parts.
There's a lot going on, but I remember it's such a good one. What technique has it developed, or was it born with, to evade the bat?
Well, I do know the phrase "scream like a Borneo moth," so I'm presuming that that's what it does.
The Borneo moth rubs its genitals at such a frenetic pace that it creates a frequency that blocks the sonar of the bat.
Maybe I just misunderstood what the phrase was about, Dee. Scream, that was about.
Scream like a
Made
Borneo moth.
Scream like
clucker.
A Borneo moth. There you go.
Gail, as you know, each week we pit here on Pop Quiz a human personality from the real world against one of our own Joy 94.9 personalities, or Joy Liberties as we call them, testing their wits against each other for a chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from the Pop Quiz gift shop.
True story.
So, Gail, tell us, who do you have from the real world today?
It's the games we love to play. Our celebrity guest works as a clinical neuropsychologist by day, but who doesn't? She is so much more. She is the president of the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council and was recently commissioner for the Victorian Multicultural Commission. She has also just been named Globe's LGBTI Person of the Year, so that kind of makes her head prefect for all of us. She sounds impressive on paper, but we happen to know that in real life she eats burgers in a circular fashion, so she's just as flawed as the rest of us. Using the pronouns she and her, hailing from Melbourne, Australia, and batting for the mighty Team L, it's Dr. Judy Tang.
Yay! Thank you for having me.
Welcome, welcome, Dr. Tang.
Cheers.
You got studio applause. That was especially
for
you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
up against you tonight is our Joy Liberty. Representing Team Joy is somebody that will be well known to our listeners as approximately 50% of Wednesday Brekkie Team right here on Joy. But that's not the half of it. He's also a funny man for money and a retro-loving fashionista. He has the best legs on radio and he's not shy about showing them off. He probably would have made a wonderful fireman, but he gave on that dream way too early. Running with the pronouns he and him and batting for Team G massively, hailing from up the road in Brunswick... He's the wind beneath Gabe Hogan's wings. It's Joy's very own, the very lovely Ben Hull.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here, but I feel a bit sad because I'm next to Judy and Judy's got so much credibility. I'm I've got nothing.
Look at your legs.
I don't even deserve to. I guess I do have nice legs.
But you were saying how we were both listening to the previous podcast and how it's just absolutely very, very intelligent people.
Yes.
Beforehand, I was saying to Ben that I had to Google things to try and seem intelligent as well. So.
Well, you said to me testicles.
I did Google testicles.
Your search history
is now. You're going to love the testes round there.
Can I just say I was relating to the Borneo moth. I've pulled that move a few times myself to repel people.
A bit of squealing genitalia.
I was going to say flapping your genitals at such a frequency to repulse people is something that 50-year-old women must be doing because you become invisible to everybody. Yeah. I'm quite sure.
Oh, I love it.
Now, my first question is for you, Dr. Judy Tang.
Yes.
Because you're a doctor of the head, If somebody yells out, "Oh my God, is there a doctor in the house?" Are you able to fess up and say, "Yes, I'm a doctor, but I can't help you with that bleeding
abdomen"? Yeah, I totally say that. So yes, I can, but I'm not the one that's useful.
Okay,
so.
Right.
But at least, you know, there'll be a doctor of philosophy there somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah, you're
trying to step up from them.
The likelihood of your brain injury.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's not going to be good. You can say that.
Come back to me later.
You list in your profile notes that little Judy dreamt of becoming either an astrophysicist or a prince.
Yes.
But you've had to settle for neuropsychology. Yeah. To be fair.
Disappointing.
Do you regret not applying yourself harder to actually become a prince?
I do.
And what
imagine
did you think?
All the princesses I could have had.
Oh, I'm sure you've had some princesses too.
We've only got half an hour.
Regarding your appointment as commissioner, do you get something like the keys to the gay city, or like what? How can you draw on this?
Is there a sash?
I will make a sash now that you mention it. My brother-in-law actually the other day, because he wasn't sure what a VMC commissioner does, he said, "Can you request for more hard rubbish days?" Okay. So I said, "Look, I will do what I can. I will talk to the multicultural communities and see if I can get more hard rubbish days for you."
Yeah, hard rubbish days, I'm sure, but exactly. Not days. Ben, I want to talk to you about your dental health.
Ooh, yes.
So what did you have done, Dahl?
I wanted to talk about it on The Informer, but they said they had more interesting things to talk about.
Right. What could be more interesting?
I had a tooth pulled.
Oh, my God.
I had a tooth pulled.
Which one?
My back one, second from the back. Yeah.
Was it candy related?
Probably was negligence, yeah. Mm. Yeah, probably was. But I was having a root canal and it didn't take. It didn't work. So
pulled it.
I did the show yesterday morning and then I went in and had it pulled out. So
wow.
Yeah. Here I am. I'm a survivor though, Dee.
Everybody talks about your legs, Ben Hull.
Yes.
Is it genetics or do you have a leg regime?
Oh my God, if my mum's listening right now, she'd kill me. I'm just going to say leg regime. I'm an obsessive moisturiser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw an ad for a famous moisturising brand when I was 15 and she was like, "I've used oil of you know what since I was 15. And I'm like, "Wow, this woman's 40. If I keep doing that since I'm like 15, I'll look amazing too."
Right. So, wow.
I can guarantee if I'd rubbed moisturiser on my legs, they would not look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oil of you know what is a great brand name. Okay, Gaily, you are the official Joy 94.9 Pop Quiz Adjudicator. People are wondering already, how is all this going to work?
It'll run like a DD. There are four rounds. We will explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail.
True.
Sounds like a good time to prize open the doors of the Pop Quiz gift shop. Gail, tell us, what is our lucky winner going home with tonight?
Dee, the stakes have never been lower. This week's prize is still in the exquisite packaging and can be hard to discern among the many text elements telling you what it is, which is a grabbit claw. Despite it being very little, it says at least three times, "grab small items," which, if I'm honest, is not that hard to do without it. It has a gun-like handle with a concertina extension arm that extends entirely 30 centimetres.
Mm.
And the two suckers on the end of the arms will definitely work.
Mm.
A perfect tool for, well, you'll find something.
It's not unlike something what one would pick up rubbish with.
Ah,
Dr. Tan, in your profession, surrounding the brain. Is there a use for that? It looks like something you'd use in one of those very operation games.
I'm getting Donald Trump. Grab it by the dot, dot, dot.
Oh.
He'd love this.
He's a vibing Trump.
Yeah.
It does say grab small items. So
like actually, damn. You know, you were saying that the stakes would be lower, but I actually really want this one because I've been told I've got short T-Rex arms. So
okay.
This will add an extra 30 centimetres to my reach.
Indeed.
Well, size is not everything, Ben.
Yeah, I would know.
Yeah. Have you got a use for
talking to the right person.
Have you got a use for that in your beautiful life?
Yeah, I reckon.
Good.
I actually really want the, I know we haven't introduced them yet, but I really want the rubber chicken.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's introduce them now. It's time to test your buzzers. Dr. Perfect Tang, when you know the answer to a question, you'll make this noise. Ben Hull, today you'll be playing the part of a chicken. Your buzzer sounds like this. Gaelic, it's time to get your dong out. Ding it super hard. It's time for round one.
Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. Too bad you can't handle the truth, because your time starts
now. Which state declared a state of emergency this week because of the bushfires?
Ben.
New South Wales.
Correct.
And in supposedly unrelated news, which Italian city famous for its waterways?
Ben.
Florence.
Incorrect.
Ooh.
For the steel?
Venice.
Correct.
Ooh.
1 metre of water in St Mark's Square.
Yeah. Rapper T.I. revealed he takes his daughter to the gyno every year for what purpose?
Ben.
I'm just going to take a wild stab. Hair removal?
I think take a wild stab is not a good thing to talk about with the gyno. But
and that was a wild stab. Do you want to have a crack, as it were, Judy?
STDs?
No, he takes her to check her hymen is still intact.
Oh, wow. No.
And possibly to oil her chastity belt, but I'm not too sure.
Dad.
I know.
A newly identified disease has been named EVALI. What is it?
EVALI.
EVALI.
Not a new moisturizer.
Newly identified disease. EVALI.
Sounds like a yogurt.
Oh.
EVALI.
Doesn't it?
Mm.
Little tub of EVALI. It's
yeah. I'm just going to pick one.
Go on.
It's a bone thing.
It's not a bone thing. It's, thank you to the doctor in the room. It's e-cigarette or vaping product.
Oh.
Associated exactly. Lung injury.
Great. Oh. Kmart has launched a series of doll sets depicting what types of families?
Ben.
It's, look aren't close they gender to neutral? Home.
Safe. Same-sex families.
Same-sex families.
Two kids and a dog. Okay. I'm going to give that point to Ben.
Barnaby Joyce claims that what is linked to changes in the sun's magnetic fields? What is linked to changes in the sun's
relates
magnetic
to question
field?
One about the state of emergency in New South Wales. Ben?
Global warming?
The bushfires.
Fires?
Specifically.
Okay.
Specifically. Who has specifically. Committed to not buying any new furs, although will still wear those she owns? Ooh. Who's got the furs and will keep wearing them?
The corgis are very
happy. I think of someone like...
The corgis are very happy about it.
The Queen.
Correct.
Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, she's great.
Which country has passed a landmark zero carbon bill?
Close to our home...
But better than us.
I'm just going to pick New Zealand.
Correct.
Yay!
Who called on Tennis Australia to celebrate her? Celebrate me, Tennis Australia.
Judy.
Is it her? Is that Margaret?
Yep. Yes, Margaret Seaworth.
Margaret Tennis. Margaret Seaworth.
Margaret Seaworth.
Margaret, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's the 30th anniversary of which historic moment in Berlin?
Ben.
The Berlin Wall.
Correct.
That is...
Bow.
Well, we know things about stuff. Yay.
That's the end of round one. Gaily, how are the scores looking at the end of round one? Has James done his job?
It's super exciting. Silent James has ticked and tacked. And Judy has 3 points. Ben has 4.
Ooh.
It's still anyone's grab it.
Anyone's grab it. Gaily, at the end of round one, it's a good time to start round two.
Makes sense. Round two is our culture segment.
Your bell has changed. I don't like it.
There's been a switcheroo. That is not the original bell.
No. Oh.
Anyway, as we have our lesbian overlord in the studio, obviously we're playing a game we call Not the Only Gay in the Village, where we test your knowledge of iconic and famous LGBTIQ folks. Go hard or go homo, because your time starts.
Clutching my chicken.
Now,
right.
You hold that cock. This musical icon who identifies as bisexual revealed that her song poker face with
Judy.
Lady Gaga.
Correct.
This Justice of the High Court of Australia is a human rights...
Judy. Michael Kirby.
Correct.
The first...
Oh, can I just say, he married his partner, Johan, in February on the 50th anniversary of their first meeting. And I'm not crying, you're crying.
You're crying.
He's great.
The first elected intersex person in the world is from Melbourne. Do you know their name?
Judy.
Tony Briffa.
Correct.
What are the iconic group known as the 78ers known for?
They were the first to march in Mardi Gras.
Correct.
Yes.
Nice. This beloved comedian came out as gay, little bit not gay in 2012.
Ben.
Magda.
Zubanski.
Yes.
Correct.
Can't pronounce her name.
The Aussie ex Mr. Liza Minnelli is still celebrated today in the stage show The Boy from Oz.
The what?
This Aussie ex Mr. Liza Minnelli.
Who was married to Liza Minnelli?
Peter Allen.
Correct. Ben.
The highest ranking transgender military officer anywhere in the world is Australian. Do you know her name?
Oh God, I can picture her face and I watch her on ABC all the time, which isn't the answer.
No,
that's
close
not the
enough,
answer.
Though.
Shivers.
Sounds like Kate McGregor.
Kate McGregor.
This five-time Olympic swimmer and Australian sweetheart shocked us all when he came out as gay in 2014.
Ethelpe.
Correct.
Which leader of the opposition in the Senate is our first openly gay cabinet minister?
Penny Wong.
Ben. Correct.
Okay. Yep. His famous mother is already a gay icon, but this trans man has been a staunch LGBTIQ advocate as well as a musician and actor. Not Australian.
Not Australian. Not Australian. Have you been...
Judy.
Chas Bono, isn't it?
Correct.
Well done.
I was thinking that.
That was my excellent singing, just by the way.
I love the hints. They're really
Rodney
good.
Croom was plaintiff in Croom v. Tasmania in 1997. What was the case about? Rodney Croom versus Tasmania.
1997.
No. Back in the day.
Judy.
Was it to abolish the...
Just keep dragging those words out.
trying to use legal words to get away with it. Yeah. It was to abolish that homosexuality was illegal.
Correct. Yes. Decriminalising homosexuality. Hands off my mapper.
Yeah.
Along with her famous sibling, trans woman Lana Wachowski wrote and directed which sci-fi series starring Keanu Reeves?
Judy.
Keanu Reeves. I have no idea. Oh, Matrix.
Correct. Yes. Matrix series plus V for Vendetta and the TV series Sense8.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm so angry that I didn't get that one about Cher, right? Even though it was about Chad Bono. I was thinking Sade because her son is trans.
If you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say you've missed approximately half of the fun. This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. It's our weekly news and popular culture quiz show. I'm your host, Dee Mason. I'm joined in the studio by Chief Adjudicator Gayley Davidson and our resident scorekeeper and podcaster, the lovely James. We're halfway through an actually heated battle between Dr. Judy Tang, Victoria's newly appointed Multicultural Commissioner and LGBTI Person of the Year, and Ben Hull, co-host of Brekkie with Ben and Gabe, Wednesday mornings right here on Joy 94.9. Gail, I cannot think of a reason not to start round three.
What about the scores for round two? Is that a reason?
That could be a good reason. Gail, how are we looking at the end of round two?
We're looking great. There's been what we call a switcheroo.
Ooh.
Ben is on 8, but Judy is now on 10.
It's close.
The nails are coming out.
I think you got this one,
though. You came out of the gate early. Gail, I can't think of a reason not to start round three.
Nor can I. We're opening our arms to the weird once again with a round three obscure news. Fill in the blank on odd facts and weird news to turn in 1 point for each correct answer. Let your freak flag fly when your time starts.
Now, two Adelaide men claim they have the world's oldest what?
Ben.
Cox.
Oh. How would that actually work?
I don't know.
No, it's a McDonald's Quarter Pounder they bought 20 years ago.
Ew.
It looks exactly the same, but it's rock hard.
Mm.
So, Cox would have done.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking.
A scam email suggesting the recipient is eligible for $1.8 million supposedly comes from whom? Scam, bit lamp, bam, scam.
It's an American.
Scam, bit lamp, bam, scam.
First lady.
Hillary Clinton?
Ooh. No, for the steal.
Oh, Michelle Obama.
No, another one.
Oh, Melania not the Trump. Devil. The devil herself.
The subject is good news from Mrs. Melania Trump.
Oh no.
Who took to Twitter to insist his father wasn't booed at a UFC match despite video footage clearly showing the contrary?
So I think I might know this one because I know Donald Trump was booed at a UFC match. So I'm assuming it's his son-in-law.
It's his son.
Son?
Junior.
Okay. Yeah, so that, well exactly done. What I was
terrific.
Thinking.
Which shit son was it?
It was Donald Junior. Trump Jr., mm-hmm. the shittest of yeah. all.
The shittest of them all. Japanese women on social media are demanding the right to wear what to work?
Ben.
I want to say kimonos, but I feel like they're already allowed to wear that. Mm. Skirts?
Incorrect. We're all wearing them.
There's pads.
Glasses.
Really interesting. Yeah.
Glasses.
So that was. Glasses?
Yeah.
Pads. Yeah. Oh, pads. Pads. Glasses.
No. I was like, that's sexist.
Actual glasses. In Japan. Not to be.
Women not allowed to wear glasses.
No.
Yeah.
Fun.
A French woman dyed a cake. A French woman died in a cake related incident when her scarf was caught in what? I mean, sad news.
Terrible. Awful.
What would you get your scarf caught in?
Ben.
An electric mixer?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Food processor.
Food processor.
I think that's the same.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
correct. Yes.
A Bronx woman responsible for making over 24,000 fake 911 calls was doing what when the police came to arrest her?
Judy?
Massaging her fingers for RSI?
Why? No. Totally incorrect.
Totally.
She was making a fake 911 call.
That's right. For a limited time, an Alaskan university is taking what as payment for parking fines? Alaskan university. Parking fines. Don't give us the money. Give us your...
car!
Incorrect. It's peanut butter and jelly.
Really?
The worst part of this is it's to combat student hunger.
Oh.
Stupid. India Ministry of Railways is using whom in a promotion to enforce rail safety? Indian Ministry of Railways.
Someone's going to know
Quick.
This.
Quick.
Bruce Willis?
So close. It's Yaman, God of Death.
Oh.
Rail workers are dressed as Yaman and patrol the rail crossings.
He had a few hits in the 80s, didn't he?
Yaman.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, how are we looking? Sorry, girl. I've got a terrible cough. How are we looking at the end of round three?
We're looking taut and terrific. Ben is on 9. He's nice. Jumped ahead by 1. Ooh. Judy is on 2. 11. I read that as numerals.
Oh,
Roman
okay.
numerals.
Yeah, sorry. Gail is Roman, so it's hard to...
Yeah.
Gail, the end of round three makes me believe it's time for the start of round four.
You are absolutely correct.
And very sexy.
Aren't you? Sexy by the moment. Round four is our multiple choice round.
Oh.
Each contestant will be asked their own set of questions, so down tools, as there is no need to squeak
no
in.
Pig. Dang, okay. No pig.
You get 2 points for each correct answer, given how unlikely that is to happen.
All right.
Our contestants are two of a kind, but we bet they know their collective nouns. When we play a game, we call what's another word for a lot of something. Dr. Judy Tang won the toss and has elected to answer first. Will you be a flop of contestants when your time starts
now?
Your time starts now, Judy. What is a group of jellyfish called? Is it A, a wobble, B, a smack, or C, a sting? Wobbles, make, or sting? That's a good name for a law firm.
Oh,
Wobbles, make, and sting.
Wobble.
It's a smack.
It's a smack.
I wanted it to be a wobble so bad for you.
Yeah.
What is a collective noun for a group of lesbians? Is it A, a tuff of lesbians, B, a munch of lesbians, or C, a lot of lesbians?
Okay. I really want it to be a munch of lesbians.
Yeah. Well, we all do.
But we'll go with a lot.
It's a tuff.
It's a tuff.
A
tuff.
Really? Awesome.
Okay, well, I propose we change that to a munch.
We're going to get a gang together, Judy, you and I, and we'll call ourselves the tuff.
From henceforth, we're the munch.
The munch.
The munch. Question three for you, Judy. What is one collective noun for a group of arsonists? Is it A, a match of arsonists, B, a conflagration of arsonists, or C, an ash of arsonists?
How interesting. I'm going to go with a match. Am I getting this? It's an
you
ash.
You are not. It's a conflagration.
What? I don't even know what that word means.
A group of harpists are called A, a melody, B, a chorale, or C, a nightmare. A melody, a chorale, or a nightmare?
That question's a nightmare.
Yeah, these are. Yeah, well, let's go with nightmare.
It's a melody.
A melody of harpist.
Damn.
Who knew? Question five, final question for you, yes. Judy, this round, yeah. And indeed this game.
Yes.
What is a collective noun for a group of generals? Is it a jangle of generals, a sparkle of generals, or a glitter of generals? I love it that one of those is correct.
Really?
Surprising question.
Yes, really? A jangle of generals, a sparkle of generals, or a glitter of generals?
The middle one.
Sparkle.
Sparkle.
It's glitter.
A glitter of generals.
I'm so glad that was the answer.
Yeah, you're happy for that answer. Thank you.
Over to you, Ben Hull.
Okay.
Our Joy Liberty.
Yes.
Lot riding on this. The collective noun for butchers is a slice of butchers, B, a goring of butchers, or C, a string of butchers.
Can I just clarify that's butchers, not butchers?
Not really? Lady Butch people.
That's not as much.
C?
C would be a string of butchers.
It is a goring.
A goring.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Goodness.
What is a group of less than 30 waterfowl called?
We're getting quite specific now. Yeah.
It is A, a fluff of waterfowl, B, a knob, Ben, of waterfowl,
yep.
Or C, a mess of waterfowl. Fluff, knob, or mess?
God, I want to say knob.
Well, there's your sound, Reb.
I'll just say knob.
It's true.
It's
Yay!
A knob.
What?
A bunch of dentists is called A, drilling of dentists, a bridge of dentists, B, or C, a brace of
little
dentists.
Little something special for you, Ben.
Yeah.
Drilling, bridge, or brace of dentists, because you've had your work done
today.
Yeah,
one tooth less. B.
It's a brace, which was C.
Mm. Ben, what would you call a group of giraffes? Would you call them A, a tower, B, a tall, or C, a stretch of giraffes?
Ooh. B, a tall.
It's actually a tower.
A tower of giraffes.
Mm. Oh, because they're really big. Yeah.
Ben, this is your final question for the day.
Oh, my God.
And indeed, maybe your career on radio.
I could die after this, yep.
Question five. A congregation of smokers is known as a hack of smokers, B, a cloud of smokers, or C, a death of smokers.
Oh, God, I really hope it's B.
Oh, look, hopes don't always come true. It's a hack.
Oh,
that makes sense.
They should change it to an Bali.
That's right, an Bali of smokers.
That brings us to the end of round four. Now, what we won't do is carry on. What we are going to do first, though, is hear some announcements from our sponsors.
Fabulous.
Yo, I am Lou Wall. You are listening to Pop Queers on Joy 94.9.
This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're at the pointy end of the show. Gail, are we in a position legally to anoint a winner, or am I required to break the glass seal on the tiebreaker question?
D, get your hammer out, because we have, in fact, a human draw.
Oh, my God.
11 and 11.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Wow. This hardly ever happens.
Lex,
I have
11.
I'm just about Lex to 11. Break the glass on the now, hand on your chicken, young man.
Okay. Grabbing my...
Lady, hands on your pig.
This is for the grabbit.
This is for the grabbit.
All right.
In which city were the Stonewall riots?
Ben.
New York City.
Nice!
Yeah, man. That's your grabbit.
Wow.
Grabbed
that
it right
came right down to the wire.
Very nice.
I cannot believe that that happened at all. Congratulations, Ben.
Congratulations.
Can I just take home the rubber cock? Is that all right?
Swap it.
Hey, that is all time we have time for. Big congratulations to our contestants. A massive thanks to the wonderful Dr. Judy Tang
for coming in.
If you want to find out more about the work of the Multicultural Victoria Commission, you can visit multiculturalcommission.vic.gov.au. And if you're looking for more information about what neuropsychologists actually do, go to www.google.com. And thanks to our Joy Liberty, the beautiful Ben Hull. Keep an eye out for Ben, because he's bound to pop up doing a comedy gig somewhere near you soon. But if you need a fix sooner of that beautiful man, listen to Wednesday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on the Ben and Gabe Brekkie Show. Big cheers to Gay Gailey, the official Pop Quiz adjudicator, to our scorekeeper and podcaster, James Holt. Don't forget, you can download Pop Quiz podcast from joy.org.au or wherever you get your favourite podcasts. Hang about after the live show on the podcast for some podcast extras. Right now, it's time for the Clever Kids on The Informer.
Bye.
I've been Dee Mason. Join us here next week for Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. Same pop time, same pop station on Joy.
Hey, well done, wow, everyone.
Well done, everybody. Hey, thanks. Are you guys both happy to stay around for a bit and talk about stuff?
Absolutely.
Yep, definitely.
Judy, you are the new commissioner for the Multicultural Victoria Commission.
Yes, I'm a commish.
You're the commish. What is it even, just elaborate a bit more on that. Like, how does that work? How did you get the job at the tender age of 12 or whatever you are?
That's so sweet. It's Asian. We're Asian, don't raisin, as they say. I just applied, I guess. I said there was an opening, really. There was very limited LGBTI representation, so I figured someone should probably put their hand up to sort of cover the multicultural LGBTI. It kind of fits in with what I was doing already. So I applied and I was like, you better let me in, and they let me in. So now it's rainbows are everywhere.
That's right. BMC. So your other position is on the LGBTI.
Yes.
Why do you say GLBTI on the other one?
Well, because that's a historic thing. So
gays first.
Long time ago when I was a uni student, it was AGMC because that's what it was GLBTIQ back in the day.
Yep.
And I guess we just kind of kept it because ALMC, we're just not used to that rolling off the tongue as much. So we've got AGMC now, which is the Australian GLBTIQ, but we do say LGBTIQ Multicultural Council.
Right. And what do you do for them?
The president, so I kind of look pretty. Is that a figurehead?
Is that a voluntary position?
It is a voluntary position. Mm,
but the commissioner is a paid job.
Yes, not much. So it's kind of half volunteer. No, it is. They do pay me okay, I think.
Wow.
I don't know how you have time to even be here, quite frankly.
I don't have a life.
No.
Although I did notice on Dr. Judy Tang's sign off, it says, I work these days, which is nice. I want to put that on my sign off. Maybe I might be here Monday, Thursday, Friday.
Early.
Yeah.
Maybe. I just put that down to tell people that don't expect to hear from me.
Yeah.
So tell us again, I know we talked about it briefly in the show, but what if somebody meets you at a party, assuming you've got time for party.
Yes.
And do you have a go-to profession that is easier to say? Do you ever say, I'm a barrister?
Oh.
Or is neuropsychology easy to explain?
Yeah, because I usually try to want to impress people. I'm one of those people that want to get people to like me.
So if you've gone all the way through and became one, you're not going to say
I'm a neuropsychologist, and then they'll be like, "Oh, wow!" And then I'll be like, "Oh, it's not that great, but it is."
And what do you do?
So I am a neuropsychologist, and that's sort of brain injury assessments is probably the easiest way to explain it. So I kind of do brain injury assessments for all various types: state government, federal government, lawyers, insurance companies.
We were trying to break it down. Neuro is sort of physical.
Brain.
And psychology
is the thinking.
Yeah,
so we assess thinking changes that might have resulted from a brain change, where it might be a car accident, a stroke, or even learning difficulties, drug and alcohol, things like that. So as long as there's a query about their thinking changes that might be caused by something, a neuropsychologist is usually involved.
But is somebody in the LGBTIQA+ community, is there any intersectionality there for you with your profession and the community?
I am, in what way? I'm usually quite interested in mental health in general.
Yeah.
So
not from physical trauma, but mental health broadly in the community.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And what's the largest concern in mental health in our community, do you think?
Belonging, I actually think.
Mm-hmm.
So the sense of belongings. Having a huge toll because as we know, in today's day and age, loneliness is actually on the rise and that's causing a lot of physical illness, not just mental health illness as well. So
what's your take on the apps then for meeting people?
That's a good question, actually. I think it is changing the way that we're meeting people. I think it's actually a lot of other people are meeting new people through apps. I just think that us as a human race is not necessarily navigating how fast we are growing, sort of our ethics and our thoughts around it aren't growing as fast as the tech. So that's probably the aspect that I'm curious about. So the area of neuroethics and what do we do with all these new findings and what do we do with all this information and how should we navigate what's right and wrong or morally.
It's sort of the way apps are framed too, like they should be a tool to meet someone but then be in the real world. Rather than it's somewhere you should live in the app. Do you know what I mean? Like that's the only way I communicate with people.
And I'm sure, Ben Hull, you're not one of them, but there must be gay men.
Well, I'm just thinking about Grindr and how like sort of soul destroying it is.
Mm.
It is soul destroying. Like it is. I think so. Like it is.
Because it's so physical based and.
It's so cut and dried. Yeah, and you know, someone doesn't like you in that split second, it really hurts your feelings, and it's not sort of a real structure. It's kind of fake.
Mm.
It's so much better to meet real people in the real world.
Because I guess if people can hide behind the app and sort of be a bit more...
Exactly. And you can't pick up on people's body language and what they're really feeling.
Mm. Yeah. Do you, instead of sending dick pics, do you send leg pics because you've got the world? Have you seen his legs?
I
don't mean to objectify. But he does have a very fine pair of pins.
Oh, that's a nice set of cool for those.
I should, but I haven't.
No,
I haven't.
Just sticking to the DPs.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, you know what? I have. I've been out in drag before many, many times, and I have pondered: should I just change my profile picture to me in drag and to see how much more attention I get? Because I reckon I'm really pretty in drag.
Mm. Sure you do. So, what do you do with the mo for those times?
Oh, I shave. I go full kit and caboodle. Yep. Everything goes.
Oh,
mostly.
Yeah.
Mostly.
The beautiful dolphin.
Sorry, I was backtracking madly going, what did he ask him? Oh, the mo.
Oh, right. The mo.
Does the hair go? Does the hair go, yeah. Mm.
Got it.
Very good. Ben, what's happening with the Ben and Gabe show? And why can't Facebook? Is it Ben and Gabe? How do I find you? Is it Gabe and
we
Ben?
We don't
Ben and
have Gabe? A Facebook.
There we go. That's why I couldn't find you.
That ends that. We have an Instagram, though. It's Ben and Gabe Joy.
Oh. Okay.
We put everything up there.
Great.
When we feel like it.
She's great. She must be fun to work with.
She is great. She's so funny. And, you know, we've been working together for probably about a year and a half now. So we know each other really well now. We're almost sort of like besties. So you can really hear that in our show. Mm. Yeah, so much fun. I don't know. The show is a combination of what's happened during the week, what's happened in the news, what makes us laugh, and then just sort of anything else in between. And we're both a little bit – we're not the best at life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're both a little bit on the edge.
Yeah.
So that works really well together as well. And we've learned how to sort of harness that. I think at first we were like, oh my God, this has to be the best talk topic in the world. And now we know how to sort of harness how shit we are and make it really good. If that makes sense.
Capitalize on the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tell us quickly, Ben, because I know when we had our little pre-interview, we talked about you doing a stand-up gig to four humans in the audience.
Yes.
Did you push on? Did you get through it?
Yeah, totally pushed on. The funny thing is with that gig is that everyone was bombing. So because there were just four people in the audience.
It was a lineup, not just you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure not to just walk out if you're bored, one quarter of the audience just leaves.
Because I have just gotten into comedy. That'd be really great, wouldn't it? Just like four people came. Mm. No, it was just my mum and
group.
Three friends. But no. That was just a real quiet night out, and there were literally just like four people. But it was really weird too, because I think there were a few more people at the back, but the lights were so damn bright that it literally, because I couldn't see anyone in the audience, it was just like performing to myself, which I've probably done a lot of in my time.
Sure.
On chat forums and stuff.
Dr. Judy Tang, what is next for you? You're the commissioner now. What's the big project you're working on as part of that?
I'm happy to do a lot more work with the commission to bring a lot of more LGBTI visibility within multicultural communities, and that sort of pairs in well with my work with AGMC. That's what I'm hoping for in that arena.
But it's not an LGBTIQ position, is it?
You're no, it's not. Multicultural. It's not. And certainly when I had a chat with the other commissioners, you know, it wasn't as if I was going to be labelled as the LGBTI person.
Yeah. Mm.
But it means that because I have a place. Yeah, I have a place there. I guess it helps everyone think about intersectionality.
Mm. Well, you know what? It can't hurt.
Yeah, for sure.
That's right.
For sure. I mean, one thing I was saying to a lot of people is, you know, to really have a silver lining with regards to what happened with regards to the same-sex plebiscite is that it forced, in some ways, a lot of multicultural communities to talk about LGBTI, sexuality and gender, whereas previously they had a bit of an excuse to say, look, you know, we already deal with racism. So, you know, all these LGBT, it's a too hard stuff.
Yeah.
We'll deal with that later. Whereas now, because that happened, it actually opened up a lot of doors, which has allowed us to kind of kick it a bit more open to sort of talk about that within those communities.
Good.
You go.
Now, I've got to say thank you both so much for coming. Congratulations on your win. And we'll sign off there. Dr. Judy Tang and Mr. Ben Hull.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on Pop Quiz.
Yay.
I've been Dee Mason. That there's Gail Davidson. Thank you, James. You've been on Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.